Hello, my little minions. I wasn't sure if I was going to post today because I am exhausted. However, I had an interesting thing happen the last couple of days that I wanted to share with you. As many of you know, I've finally made it back home to Egypt. Alhamdulillah. What a lot of you may or may not know is I was blessed to have Allah choose me to be Muslim 8 years ago. Now, that was not my first taste of the Islamic faith. I had studied the Quran, the Bible, and the Torah for many years on my own with the help of scholars. Have studied many different religions. If you can name a religion, I've practiced it and/or studied it. And there are still a lot of things about this faith that I am learning. There's a lot about the faith I don't really truly accept, but let's face it, that's going to be any faith that you choose. You are not going to wholeheartedly agree with everything, and that's okay. It's a learning curve. One of the things that I have discovered about this faith is the desire to help someone that you perceive as your neighbor or your sister or brother in the faith. Egypt has the culture of wanting to help people. Now, like every place, it has its jerks and its narcissists and its, you know, you find that everywhere. However, as a general rule, the culture here is a desire to help. I, as an empath, very quickly pick up on whether someone truly, genuinely wants to help me or if they're doing it out of self-interest, which I get that. I have met a man and his two sons and his wife. They are a lovely family. I will not be posting pictures and or names. You don't really need to know that. But the street that I've been living on for the last month, I like to get out and get to know the people so I can figure out who to trust. One of the things about this man and his family that make me comfortable with them is their need to help their neighbor. And that is something the Islamic faith really teaches, that when you perceive someone as your neighbor, it is your, I want to say obligation, but it's more than just that, when you meet the right person, to help them. And that's something that's very hard for me to get used to. Living in America and being on my own for the last 5 years and not really having anyone to help me, not trusting anyone to help me, being suspicious of everyone that I meet, it's hard to let go of that. I know I'm never going to fully let go of that because that's just who I am. That's been ingrained in me since I was very young. And that has more to do with past trauma than where I was living. But to find someone who genuinely just wants to show me the good in Egypt is a rare thing. And I'm struggling with how to truly let them know that I'm thankful and grateful for that. I will be consulting my husband on this because, and my sister and a few other trusted people that I know that live in Egypt, because I don't want this man to, not that it's really important for me how they think, however, the culture here is that you want to build relationships with people that are going to be beneficial for both of you. I know that sounds odd, but it's a give and take, like any relationship that you build with someone, whether it be business, family, lovers, whatever. I want to find a way to let this man know in a cultural way that he'll understand that I'm very grateful for the help that he's provided. So this is going to be an interesting journey for me to not only let go of some of my preconceived ideas when it comes to someone offering you help, but still maintain my badass bitchery traits that I have come to love about myself. So the journey shall continue. Again, if you have questions, concerns, comments, feel free to leave them in a message and/or question.